So they actually did it.
The one child scenario.
Oh, they got.
I have 6 o'clock p.m. Everyone, we'll call this regular meeting of the Washington City Council to order. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance, silence cell phones, and remove caps.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. Sally, would you please call the roll?
Ernest? Here. Galt?
Here.
Linsman? Here. Moore?
Here.
Steggers?
Here.
Here.
And we have quorum with all six councilors present. Do I have a motion to approve tonight's agenda?
So moved.
I have the motion from Fran and the second from Steve to approve tonight's agenda. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. First item is the consent agenda. We have 15 items for consideration. Are there any items for separate consideration?
Motion to approve consent items 1 through 15.
Thank you, Millie, for the motion. And Fran, was that a second?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Fran for the second to approve consent agenda items 1 through 15. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Excellent. We'll continue forward. We have a variety of special event requests this evening, the first of which is from the City Point Church for worship and carols in the park for December 15th. Do we have anyone from City Point joining us?
They're unable to attend.
Okay. Any questions, Sally, or concerns from this application?
They won't need any of the city's equipment, just the electricity and the insurance.
And I see insurance and relevant people contacted. Council, any concerns with this event request?
I would make the motion that we approve the request for Carols in the Park on December 15th.
Thank you, Millie, for your motion. And Fran for the second. If there's no further discussion, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. The next item is also for a local church for community worship in the park for 1, 2, 3, 4 dates. And I think they did the same thing in the past. Pastor Kay, Aaron Kay. I don't see Aaron. Any questions, concerns with this event request?
I just had a question. If it's sponsored by the UP Church or if it's the Ministerial Association, it didn't. Since it's she is applying, I would assume it's the church, but I don't know.
But I think she's also the leader of the Ministerial Association currently.
She indicated it would be the same as what they did this year.
Okay.
Any other questions on these dates?
I know that the insurance application goes through June 1st. So do we need to have pending new insurance?
I would welcome that pending updated insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Other discussion? Would you like to go ahead?
Yeah. To approve pending updated insurance.
Second.
Thank you, Ayla, for your motion and Bethany for the second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you, Council. Our next item is for the Chamber of Commerce 2023 events. I believe we have Michelle here tonight. For those, there's many of them. And then our typical question is what might be different from one year to the next, if there's anything Council should be aware of. Michelle, would you like the floor? And for those joining online, if you don't mind using the podium.
Yes, I would love to.
That will benefit. Because I know there's a couple differences that you've talked about with different committees and with the sheriff and with the police chief. And take it away. The floor is yours.
Ultimately, I don't know what we're going to be looking at for events because our event coordinator was done yesterday. And so, we're in a little bit of a shakeup, but the ultimate plan is that I believe most of our events will continue. They've been held for a lot of them have been held for a very long period, like our Bob Craft Fair and Ridiculous Day and so forth, Thursday Night Live. Most of the events will continue as they have in the past. The one point of mention that Jaren referenced was last year we held the Flightline live concert in downtown. And we did that to help celebrate the anniversary of Ridiculous Day. And we hear a lot of positive feedback about keeping the event kind of in the city and the community. And we've been having some conversation with agencies and with the neighboring communities, specifically Riverside, to modify the beverage tent at that event and to indicate the boundaries with yard signage instead of no fencing, which would be what Riverside does for Trek Fest. And so that is the only change of annual as of right now.
So basically, all of the events are the same with the exception of the Flightline event. Instead of a barrier as a snow fence, it would be a boundary with signage, which the Alcoholic Beverage Division has signed off on. Jared Schneider signed off on it. The city council is okay with it. Chief has some concerns, but ultimately it's up to council. We've had that conversation in Deanna's office today. I do not share the same concerns.
I do share the concerns. I do not think that we should have alcohol up there without very stringent boundaries. We're just asking for trouble. Where you underage drinking, it spilling out into the streets. I'm just not comfortable with it.
Without offense, I do want to speak to the underage drinking, which would absolutely not be a thing. You have to have a ticket and a wristband, and it goes to a table. So that's not.
But it is an all ages event.
It is an all ages event. And
you're going to give kids alcohol?
No, but somebody can very easily do that. And if we keep the boundaries separate and only of age people within those boundaries.
Okay. So you want to see.
Not how we run the event.
Well, I still think we should have boundaries. And I'm old school. And that's how we ran Red Rye, years ago, I don't know, recently. And I just think we're asking for trouble if we don't have boundaries.
All right.
Boundaries.
Anyone else?
I was in there last year because you came out with me. It was in the park last year.
Yeah. There was the 3-foot snow fence that went around the perimeter of the downtown. When I started 11 years ago, there were no street dances or anything like that being held. And then we started them in 2014 with the 175th anniversary. And we really wanted to make it a community event. And so it was all ages. And those who were of drinking age were identified with appropriate wristband. We wristbanded those without. We were not 21, so that way you couldn't just patch a wristband off, but you had to have a wristband, one or the other, indicating if you were 21 or not. In 2014, we had 0 incidences. It did start at the airport, and the reason that happened was that was our rain location, and we had a little bit of rain, at least for that anyway. We decided to try to bring it back downtown. The concern was bringing it downtown is you're opening it up to people who can walk to the facility in a little bit more populated area. But we don't have any instances at the airport, and we do not have anything last year as well.
But you had the fence last year.
Yes. But it's not a fence that would. And my concern, one of the reasons why I bring it up for discussion is it doesn't create the image of our, it doesn't portray the beautiful downtown, the work that we've done. It divides basically the businesses from the community. It is a rather low, saggy fence that, doesn't take a lot to overcome. It is a barrier line. And then I attended Trek Fest this year and I saw what they were doing, and their band was in their park. It was next to the playground. There were family, big people with lawn chairs. Now my bedtime isn't as late as it used to be. So I don't know. I wasn't there in the wee hours, but I did talk to their city administrator and said they had no issues or violations with that type of setup. And so it was something that I thought would help present a cleaner, more beautiful image of the community. The snow event does take a lot of time. I will tell you that the summer classic events and the flight line, we operate those at a loss. So whatever we can do to try to help just become more efficient and just increase people feeling welcome and participating, which is kind of the reason behind it. But it came from them.
And you would still, the proposal that you have includes the signs at the boundaries that say no beverages beyond this point, but no fence is what you're proposing.
Right.
Any other reasons that, well, I guess you just said that. I wanted to know about the cost and the labor, and you answered that question. Other counselors.
What are Chief's concerns?
My concern is the openness. No barrier. Last year, I thought it worked great, and that there were, you know, two ways in, two ways out. We had officers at those locations to prevent outside alcohol coming in and alcohol going out into the street. The food trucks are in the street. So I do have a concern with the, as I understand it, the beer is going to be near the fountain and the food trucks are in the street. I do have a concern with people taking their beer out into the street to access the food trucks, and then they end up on the sidewalk near the businesses, and what kind of, you know, concerns like that. But that, you know, my job is to think of public safety and what could go bad. And as I told Alicia when Lieutenant Alton Pope and I met with her in July, that, you know, I feel a fence makes it safer. But if the council says you're going to do it without a fence, then we have to, you know, accommodate that, and we'll work as we need to you know, make the event safe. I would like to have, you know, either way, some discussion with the chamber as they get ready to somehow. They're going to put the signage around the park. We need to do something with that food truck area. So we're not having, you know, something going on there.
Mm-hmm. There is a history of, so, and Deanna mentioned too, that if we tried it for 1 year and it didn't work, that it could go back to something different. Council, you could approve all of these events with the exception of still figuring out this piece of the puzzle, if you'd like, mm-hmm. just for some history. When Main Street first, they used to have more events, and they had a summer classic, like a Celebrate Washington type of event. Mm-hmm. And when they first brought, there was a bags tournament, and then there was beer tickets, and it was a fence within a fence. I mean, there's a long history of teetotaling and no alcohol in the square, but 100 years before, there was a lot of alcohol in the square. When Lorraine opened Cafe Dodici 17 years ago, as she was renovating, like, $750,000, it got brought to her attention that they might not grant her a license to sell wine because it was beverages on the square. Same for the establishment that I have. There was always a fear that council would just say no. That history, it didn't always exist. Then it came to be, and then it kind of returned. I think we've been very diligent in managing events with alcohol, with, but, you know, just evaluating the street closure, the fencing requirements, how the beverages and tickets would be sold. And ultimately, this would be another step in relaxing the standards, but based off of precedent of having no issues thus far. And it's up to council to decide. Mm-hmm. Does that help? I was just wanting to shed a little light on what's been done in the last 10 years.
I mean, I still don't agree. I think we need boundaries. Okay.
So that is clear. We've got that down from Elaine.
I think I like what you said about approving these things, but with revisiting, you know, this issue.
What the boundary or barrier would be for the flight for the summer classic.
Yeah.
And to clarify, last year we did divide the food trucks for those who were present during the day for the regular day and those that were staying in the evening. And we positioned the ones that were staying in the evening within the boundaries. And so people did not have to exit the beverage area to get food. And I would assume that would be the same this year, but I'm in front right now. And
I frequently look for compromise, and now that I'm listening to the concerns, I can't help but wonder what that compromise would be. And I don't think it has to be a 4-foot fence that goes around the entire square, but it could still involve some sort of boundary or barrier for a portion or the food truck or the, I don't, what compromise comes to mind?
Yeah, I would say that I'm gonna fight pretty strongly, and I did this back in 2014 about ensuring that if we have a concert, it is something that is open to all ages, that when people who want to drink soda, beer, whatever it might be, I think that that's a great community precedent to set. We're not bringing in inappropriate loud metal bands or anything like that would be appropriate to just run around in. So anyway, I'm definitely open to working with this. I'm hoping this will be someone that we can hire here soon, and we can work through some creative solution. But I would say that I'm going to lean towards, whatever that boundary is, I want it to be as inclusive as possible. I want as much of the community to be able to join in that. I don't want people to be off to a side.
I just feel that there should be around the alcohol and the whole park can be the dancing part. I just feel that the alcohol needs to be.
They've gone away from that a lot with at least in the county fairs, because they found that it causes more problems to fence them all in and corral them like cattle, and that it's better to let them walk around. I remember that from a recent meeting.
So can we approve these events and then say pending discussion on this particular
with the boundary slash barrier to be determined at a later date? I think that would be wise, and that new event coordinator and that same committee that does the planning could clearly present their plan to council and have further discussion at a later date.
So I'll make that motion.
So that's a motion to approve all of the chamber event requests with the exception of the boundary slash barrier to be determined for flight line to be determined. I have that motion from Bethany. Is there a second for that motion?
Second.
Okay, so motion from Bethany, second from Millie. Go ahead, Bethany.
I didn't have one other question. So I have some feedback from the businesses on the fair about whether after the holiday period, I think they contacted you, so I'm sure you're aware, but the issue for other counselors was that the garbage can on the sidewalk was being kept to the businesses, so outside of the fair, it's a certain part.
Overflowed.
The outside, yeah. Those garbage cans are overflowing, and then they weren't emptied until Monday, so they put them in the fabric for the business and the town. So, yeah, you had some ideas to add.
Right. So I talked to Nick Acacia, and I think I forwarded the email, and we kind of had a conversation about it as well. Getting some of those blue barrels that we normally put out at events, and then Nick said he could get some of those, put those out, and that would help take some care of the overflow of the trash in those smaller trash cans.
So then after the event, would the event coordinators that be responsible for moving the other?
Normally it's not done until Monday, right?
So each entity does it differently. I know with all of our events, what we were pretty cognizant of the garbage removal. And so we take all the barrels and we put it in a corner. So they can get that up easier to go around, and we make sure that any of the garbage cans that are full or overflowing, they get emptied. And so we begin every event by lining the garbage cans with our own bags and bungee cords. That is specifically referenced in the incident of the garbage cans that are on the sidewalk, mm-hmm. and they're blocked. We can't, we've never been able to access them.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, you know, it's always hard to predict, right? Because it was a really great weekend for weather. And the photo that was shown is right from the coffee shop. So that happens. We have sometimes to leave the bags and there's all around and they put all the garbage right there. So all of a sudden you have an overflowing garbage can. So it is something that we do try to mitigate and we try to stay on top of. And this weekend events, last weekend was Main Street Director. She was a weekend, so she was still pretty new. And we didn't know the weather would be this time. But it is something that we're always looking at. It's never going to be exactly
the
perfect
that
we want it to be. But
so I see on our event application that says applicants responsible for the cleanup of the event area immediately following the event, including staff and the attendees that know exactly what I just made. And I think it'd be reasonable to put those two staff in that county event.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you, Michelle, for taking the time, getting a sitter during the evening meeting for us.
You're welcome. If there's any event coordinator people out there who would love to help us solve this solution, we are actively hiring for the moment. Appreciate everything.
Yep, thanks. We have one other special event request before we move into the rest of our meeting. That is for the Relay for Life. We have Jan here to represent and all filled out. Thank you for coming, Jan. Is there anything, and if anyone's joining virtually, if you use the podium to speak, that's perfect. Anything we should know about your event or anything that's different than last year, this year? Yeah. It seemed very successful as well. I recall it was at the fairgrounds and
the year before.
And there's desire to bring it back downtown. So happy to have you back downtown.
And last year they did it with the chamber. I wasn't here. I got a town at a wedding, so I wasn't involved with that one at all. But they decided that they wanted to go ahead and have relay like it used to be downtown. And it was really just filling out paperwork, which thanks to you was very easy. And so that's it. And the only thing on the paperwork that I turned in, I think they put 10 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Yes.
And we wanted to have 10 p.m. for cleanup, and more of the tear down cleanup.
Perfect. As we just discussed, mm-hmm. I don't see any issue there. And this would be for Saturday, June 24, 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Council, any questions on the Relay for Life on that request?
I would make the motion that we approve this request.
Second.
Thank you, Millie, for your motion, and Fran for the second on this event request. There's no further discussion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We will look forward to having Relay in the Park again in 2023.
Thank you
for taking the time. Next item on the agenda is presentation from the public. At this time, if there's anyone from the public that would like to address council, this would be the time to do so. Sally, did anyone sign up? If there's anyone that's joined virtually that would like to address council, this would be the time. You can unmute or raise your hand. Seeing none, we will move out of presentation from the public into claims. Kelsey.
And that also in development services and the safety jacket that was purchased for almost $1,000. Keith uses his safety budget line to purchase these clothes, and we bought So no individual department space, but always involved with that.
Very good. Council, are there other questions on claims for Kelsey?
I did have a question, and I should have emailed you. Under parks, employee screenings, what is that? Is that okay. All right. Thank you. I would make the motion and we approve the claims.
Thank you, Kelsey, for your motion. Thank you, Millie, for your motion. And Fran for the second. And thank you, Kelsey, for that information. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We will continue forward. We have 20 items of new business, as well as a closed session and two public hearings. So we will get right to work. The first item is a public hearing on proposal to dispose Lot 8 to Furniture Distributors Incorporated. This is, I will open the public hearing for any discussion on Lot number 8 in the Business Park Subdivision Phase 2. Seeing none to speak, I would welcome a motion to close that public hearing.
So moved. Second.
Thank you, Fran, for the motion and Millie for the second to close the public hearing. That's a roll call vote. Sally, please call that roll.
Galt?
Yes.
Lindsay?
Yeah.
Moore?
Yes.
Steiger?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernst?
Yes.
Thank you, Council. That public hearing is now closed. And in front of us is a resolution that would approve purchase agreement with Furniture Distributors. That's Marshall's Furniture for Lot 8 for the total of $30,000. I believe they talked about taking a house down adjacent their shop, but that house has people living in it. And it's a sort this is a better fit. So excited to potentially sell a lot to them to build in the business park for warehouse storage. Questions or motion to approve this purchase agreement?
I'd make the motion to approve this purchase agreement.
Thank you, Millie, for the motion. And Bethany for the second. Kevin, is there anything that you would want to indicate about this contract?
It's pretty standard, straightforward purchase agreement.
Wonderful. Do I have a motion and a second? If there's no further discussion, Sally, please call that roll.
Lindsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Steiger?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
And we'll look forward to signing that document and moving that lot forward. I will now open the next public hearing, which is on a proposal to dispose of interest in real property generally referred as the vacated East Tyler Street right-of-way in Washington, Iowa. I believe Kevin has some information about this because there's no memo and this is confusing.
Yeah.
But it sounds like it fixes some confusion. Kevin, would you explain what's happening here?
So back in 2021, earlier in 2021, we passed an ordinance vacating this. There was a cul-de-sac at the end of this street. There's a map you can see on the after the resolution. So basically what we did is we didn't make this, the cul-de-sac kind of went away and we vacated two pieces of that so that they could build homes on those lots. So we did that back in 2021. Passed the ordinance to vacate those, and then we did a resolution to dispose of those to the property owner who built houses on there and inverted the codes on them. For some reason, we did do a hearing on the disposal resolution, which this is the hearing for that. And second of all, the plat created by the engineer had some legal description errors in it, which were caught by the county auditor. So basically, when we did the ordinance, it had a couple legal description errors because we copied the legal description off the plat. So basically, this is going to clean up all those items. We're doing the hearing that we're going to do the resolution disposal of those to the new property owner so that they can get the last lot of this sold. This a couple of the other lots already sold, so this is the only time that they can be brought up for an objection. So this will correct all those items. And there are houses on those, so that's what the purpose of vacating this was, is to get some more housing stock. So this does the last title objection, and we'll get everything recorded. And then there's still another issue that has nothing to do with the city that has to be taken care of, but all the city issues with this closing, this hearing and resolution, and a couple affidavits that we've already prepared. And then after this, the disposal will be a deed from the city to these two new areas on the right-of-way vacation plat to the owners there.
Thank you, Kevin. Are there any questions?
they don't intend to build on this property, right?
Yeah, these are part of these go to the part of those lots there in that subdivision, but I think they're in the setback anyway. So yeah, so it would have to, they're not, the house isn't built on those, but this just made it so that the lots were legal so they can get built on. And so the cul-de-sac with the dead have enough frontage there.
Makes sense.
Okay. Well, this is the public hearing. If there's any other discussion. If not, I would recommend or welcome a motion to close that public hearing.
Make a motion for the public hearing.
So I have a motion from Steve and Fran, would you like that to be a second?
Sure.
Roll call vote, please call that roll.
Moore?
Yes.
Tiger?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Yes.
Salt?
Yes.
Yes.
And that public hearing is now closed. And in front of us is the resolution that would do as Kevin described.
We're moving to approve the disposition surplus property, 600 block East Taylor.
Second.
The motion from Fran and the second from Millie to approve this resolution. Sally, please call that roll.
Diamond?
Yes.
Youngfoot?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Salt?
Yes.
Winsman?
Yes.
Warren?
Yes.
And that resolution is approved. Our next item for consideration is consideration of an agreement with R and LS Revocable Living Trust. This is regarding a property on West Main that is being sold and is grandfathered into a pasture situation, but this would put that, make that official as it already exists. Kevin, would you further describe anything council should know about this agreement?
The pasture obviously is a non-conforming use in the city limits there. And non-conforming uses can continue. They can continue if it's being sold off. Basically, this says that they will, if they want to split the house from the pasture, they can do that. But if the pasture is ever, if it's ever discontinued, not to be used as a pasture, then the grandfather, the non-conforming use would go away. This records this, so anybody buying the property will know that that's in place right now. So they have to make sure that they use that as pasture land. If it is not, that will under the ordinance, that will extinguish the use. That will have to be brought up to conforming standards. I mean, in theory, they could develop that pasture and something else, and then the pasture go away too. But this just puts everybody on notice that when somebody buys this property, that this agreement will be in place, so everybody knows what is happening if they buy that
piece. And this is what currently exists for that parcel.
Correct. It's just putting it in a writing so that everybody, yeah. So instead of trying to go back 40 years trying to figure out what the use was, this makes it very transparent for owners of their property and the city records so that we know in the future that none of us are here.
So it's clear. Council, questions on this agreement?
Is this also splitting the parcel?
They are allowed to do that.
Oh.
But I made sure that they sold the piece off that, you know, right now a house in the pasture would be one use, but they can have the house and the pasture can keep going as a as pasture land. But like I said, if somebody else buys that, they're on notice that if they discontinue it, that use will go away.
We are not splitting the parcel because we do not own the property.
They can do that in the future if they want.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Further discussion?
The motion to approve the agreement with R&R to vote for the
thank you, Bethany, for your motion. And Fran for the second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you, Kevin. Our next item for consideration is the resolution that would approve the major site plan for the Washington Community School District Middle School and High School project. We have Superintendent Stone and
Jordan Hutchison with Paraway Nelson.
Hi, Jordan.
Hi.
With us to answer any questions. For council's information, this has gone through PNZ. I think, yep, Jeff is online, joined virtually. If we have questions for him. The chair of PNZ sent me an email, Darren DeLong, letting me know that they had significant discussion about this project and recommend we pass the site plan. The hanging concern would be the change in traffic patterns as this project is completed in the next 1.5 to 2 years. And he would like to sit on and see a small committee evaluate the impact and potential impact for traffic. Nothing to recommend not approving the site plan, but that in wanting to be ahead of the curve and doing our due diligence with traffic impact. anything that I've missed that Jordan, that you'd like to refer to, or Jeff, if you'd like to unmute and say anything, please feel free.
I think that pretty well sums up the ways
potentially we're waiting for the final approval. I think you hit everything on the head, Jaron, from what I was going to state. So
he must be listening. Okay, thank you, Jeff. And go ahead, Jordan.
I was a little confused there. I think that pretty well captured everything, what you had described, what the committee said. They basically stated they passed it with a provision that a traffic study be done to get a better understanding of how it affects South Avenue C, West Tyler Street, and South Avenue.
Perfect. I think what just happened with West Buchanan will ultimately behoove the location as another access and exit that's well built, which is kind of nice. One positive. Council, discussion, questions on this resolution that would approve the major site plan?
Motion to approve it with
the provision.
Mm-hmm.
Second. Thank you, Isla, for your motion. And Fran with the second. In further discussion, our copy was not as large as the others, mm-hmm. but very excited for this big task to be underway. Mm-hmm. Superintendent Stone, anything that you'd like to say?
No, just very excited to get mm-hmm. it open.
All right, we'll get all the info then.
Excited and nervous.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So I do have a motion and a second, but there's no other discussion. Sally, please call the roll on this resolution.
For clarification, the motion is to approve the traffic study to be conducted.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's not a traffic study like a DOT official, but for like traffic analysis. Will that work? Yeah.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Flinsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Steiger?
Yes.
Thank you, Council. Thank you, Willie and Jordan. Appreciate you taking the time.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Our next item is a resolution that would authorize levy to the county treasurer.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you, Millie, for your motion and Fran for the second. A roll call vote. Sally, please call that roll.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Lindman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Geiger?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
And those costs will be assessed. Our next item is consideration of an agreement with Impressions Custom Computers. This is identical with no increase in fees as last year. And I believe the memo from Deanna recommends that we continue our relationship with Impressions Custom Computers. Thank you, Isla, for your motion. And Elaine with the second, a simple motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Excellent. Our next item for consideration is a resolution that would adopt protective covenants for the Washington Business Park Phase 2. With evaluation, these covenants match Phase 1 exactly and seem to be very effective, including that tax-exempt entities, for instance, would need to address taxation differently if they were to purchase property, which I think is important to include because that's how we finance and pay for the infrastructure in these projects. And I believe it's identical except for one other zoning thing that's very specific to Phase 1. So no changes. Council questions on this resolution, if any?
I would make a motion that we approve it. Resolution.
Thank you, Millie, for your motion and Elaine for the second on this resolution. Discussion.
Just clarifying question. So lot 8 that we just
Okay,
so that's the first lot in Phase 2?
Yes.
Yeah.
The other one
we still
is in Phase 1. Okay.
Any other discussion? Sally, please call that roll.
Galt?
Yes.
Blinkman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Steiger?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Thank you, Council. We will adopt those covenants. Our next item is a resolution that would approve tax abatement under our urban revitalization plan for the other lot, Bethany just mentioned, the Sunset Diesel lot. Thank you, Bethany, for your motion and Isla for the second on this resolution. If I haven't missed discussion, Sally, Please call that roll.
Linsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Steiner?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Schultz?
Yes. Thank you, counsel. Our next item is a resolution that would approve entering into an electrical facilities extension agreement with Interstate Power and Light. This has a heftier price tag of $100,732.49 for phase two. As Deanna's memo mentioned, this is reimbursable in full as those utilities are connected to businesses. And she recommends that we approve this resolution because we are not likely to have people build if there's no power.
Make a motion to approve the resolution.
Second.
Thank you, Fran, for your motion, and Millie for the second. If I haven't missed discussion, Sally, please call that roll.
Moore?
Yes.
Steiner?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Arnett?
Yes.
Schultz?
Yes.
Linsman?
Yes.
Excellent. Our next item is a resolution that would accept the top five goals from our goal setting session and a day of meetings. It also includes the four secondary goals in this resolution. I asked Deanna for this to be in a resolution form as it was a lot of work and we want to stay focused on our goals. With that, I would like a touch of discussion on secondary goal, the four secondary goals. Specifically, there's one about a city facilities tour. Mm-hmm. I was going to do this in the once around, but I think it'd be more effective just to have a quick chat now with input on when council would like to see a facilities tour scheduled. As it's winter, this would most likely be some of the inside things, not like an outdoor parks tour, likely to start with the wastewater treatment plant and maybe do a couple things. Deanna had mentioned it could be best because this will be like an official, like it'd be a published thing since we'll have quorum. Mm-hmm. What is that correct? Would it be a published thing with quorum?
Yeah.
But would we call it to order or we would just all be together?
So what I've done bus tours before. We call the meeting to order, get on the bus, do the thing, come back, and then leave the meeting.
And then, okay. Yeah. So we could do this pre-council meeting at 4:30 p.m. or 4:45 p.m. for like an hour thing and then time to get back. Or we could completely schedule it in the afternoon. Just looking for feedback from council. What's your schedule look like? We could also have Sally send a doodle poll. Mm-hmm. But I'd like feedback.
I would like to see it get a little more light in the evening or see what we're going into, even though we're going to look at buildings. It'd be nice if we could wait till February or so.
Or during the day if people.
Yeah.
So you want daylight?
I would like daylight. I would like daylight.
And you would like during the day?
Yeah, I mean, time just doesn't really matter. But I know some of us would have a job during the day. But
Fran, others, any input on what? Okay, kind of helpful. I think because the sun sets at what, like 4:49?
Yeah. Starts getting dark at 4:30.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So you wouldn't mind it before a meeting, but maybe waiting until the end of January. Are you going to be in like a coastal country?
As a matter of fact,
yeah, when we have snow on the ground.
Yeah, from January 24th to 3rd through February 6th.
Okay, so you're going to be gone.
You're going to give input on when we schedule it. You can't be gone for a month.
That's right.
So yeah, but that's rest of February's open.
Okay. I think that's helpful for me. That gives enough guidance, but I definitely want, I feel like some of these goals are heavier and some of them are very achievable. And I want to make sure we stay focused as a group to keep council informed and see these city facilities.
Can I make one recommendation?
Yes.
If we're trying to do inside tours in the winter, I would recommend
hot water
because there's a fair amount of depth outside.
Oh yeah, fair.
Mm-hmm. I forgot to go on a tour inside. So
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Water treatment plant, on the other hand, would be mm-hmm. mostly inside. I mean, even though it's
small, but it's mostly
yeah. Okay, so that's my only discussion piece, Council. This resolution would just affirm the goals that we set forth in our goal setting session.
Motion to approve the resolution accepting our goals
Second.
Thank you, Bethany, for the motion and Millie for the second. Several of the items some of them are on this agenda and others I know we'll see on the agenda too, as Deanna has been working on those top five. A roll call vote. Sally, please call the roll on this resolution.
Tiger?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Winston?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Thank you, Council. Our next item is a resolution that would adopt updated CDBG procurement policies and procedures. This is a bureaucratic step to update our procedures according to theirs, as we use their grants for many projects.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Thank you, Millie, for your motion and Isla for the second. A roll call vote. If I haven't missed discussion, Sally, please call that roll.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Brinsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Council. Our next item is a resolution that would approve an extension for the DIG grant with Griner Buildings. Deanna brought it to my attention that with the Main Street Board and some payment schedules that they might be not needing to extend. That's to be determined, and it's been recommended that we table this item.
Right. So having discussion with Maddie today, this should have been done before June of this year, but for whatever reason, it wasn't brought to our attention to cut a check and ask for reimbursement and all that. I'm not sure. It should have came from Main Street. It's not the city that messed up it. Something Main Street should have brought to us. Anyway, it wasn't. And if that would have been done timely, we wouldn't be sitting here with this before us. And so I did get copies of all the invoices, clinical checks, all of that from Matt. And he has met the requirements to receive his $32,000. So, and I know the Main Street Board would like to discuss this a little more. So that's why I'm thinking we need to table it and probably bring it back at the next meeting to authorize the $32,000 agreement to them. Because he met all the requirements of the grant. It wasn't brought to the city that we needed a couple check by the end of the year.
So the most important thing is that you're recommending that we table it so right. Main Street okay. Board can right. deal with it further.
Yes.
I recommend we table this item.
Would you like to move that we do so?
In the motion, yes.
Thank you, Fran.
I'll second that.
And thank you, Millie, for the second. A roll call vote to table. Sally, please call that roll.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Brinsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Tiger?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
The next item for consideration is a resolution to fix a date for a public hearing and a proposal to enter into a general obligation loan agreement on an amount not to exceed $80,000 to purchase a police vehicle. In order to purchase a police vehicle with a loan, it requires that we set a public hearing on doing so. Chief sent a memo asking to buy this vehicle. And I'll turn it over to Chief to fill in any pieces of this puzzle and turn it over to council for questions.
Okay. You know, as I mentioned in the memo, and you guys are well aware of the history we've had with our Durangos, we did give the one unit back in service yesterday afternoon, so we have that running again. But you know, the constant running of those patrol units, it's feasible and worthwhile for us to have an extra unit in our fleet. And doing this and looking at a four-year rotation that helps keep the miles down on all the vehicles as we rotate through there to have a higher trade-in value and a higher, you know, resale value. If we don't do a trade-in, we try to resell it. The SUVs are getting a better trade-in value if we have low miles. But with the way we have it now, our patrol units, several of them are running 24/7, and you know, they idle a lot. I've been told you know, an hour of idle time is about 33 miles. So as they idle because of the equipment they have in them, they need to idle. That adds to that mileage they give up. So we're asking to be able to purchase this vehicle. There's one coming in soon at Stivers in Waukee. Police vehicles are hard to find. I was told when I was talking with the rep last week about this, that if we're going to want one next budget year, we better be letting them know soon, just because of how things are going with the vehicles that we ordered. And the upfit cost on the second page of my memo there, $19,300 and some dollars. That's, you know, that's up $4,000 or $5,000 from before, because they've seen increases, about two or three increases this last year on their cost for that equipment. So we're fighting that as well.
Is this a budgeted item?
This is not a budgeted item. However, Kelsey has told me there is funds available, and using the lost revenues that would cover that. And I also believe in the capital equipment plan. I really was put on hold during the budget process, waiting for the grant for the fire department. And I believe there's enough there for the first year payment on this. And this is not the first time that the city has done a note for vehicles, I believe.
The 2012-13 Tahoe.
Yeah, they did a note for two of the Tahoes back then. And this rate that Kelsey was able to get from Federation was a lot better than what we had quoted before.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Thank you, Chief. Ford Interceptor.
No, the 63,552.84 is the vehicle and the update.
Most of the public hearing for the proposal to enter into a general obligation non-agreement of not to exceed $80,000 for purchase of a police vehicle.
Second.
I have the motion from Isla, and the second, I think Fran just snaked it in, to approve this resolution setting that public hearing date. Further discussion, Millie.
Did you have, what was the interest rate on that? Okay, I guess I didn't see that in here. Okay.
Other discussion. Seeing none and having a motion and second, I would ask Sally to call the roll setting the public hearing.
Yeah.
Moore?
Yes.
Snyder?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Council. Our next item is consideration of a notice to proceed for Cornerstone Excavating for the 2022 Water Main Improvement Project. I notice on the deadline it is November of 2023, so 11 months. I believe that's correct. Yes. You looked at me all funny. Anyway, this is the next step in getting this work done.
Do we know what area this is going to be?
Yes, at length. Right? You recall that we kind of changed the scope of the project, dropped the boulevard off. This is
okay.
We've used a chunk of the ARPA money for it. We've engineered it.
West Madison. Yeah, now it comes back. Okay.
It's coming back to you now.
Yeah.
Other discussion. I do get squirrely after an hour, so get me all started. We've got plenty of work to do here.
I would make the motion that we,
How about approve?
Approve this notice to proceed.
Works for me.
Yeah.
Thank you, Millie, for the motion. It's Bethany for the second. A simple motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Hey, I look forward to that. Next item is pay app number 5 for the East Adams reconstruction. This is in the amount of $323,624.49.
Make a motion to approve the pay application number 5 for East Adams reconstruction.
Second.
Thank you, Fran, for your motion and Millie for the second to approve this pay app. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Our next item is the proposed third reading and final reading of an ordinance amending chapter 69 for the electric vehicle parking. I believe somewhere in my packet, either in department head stuff or in this, it's been used 15 times since it's been installed.
And we made another amendment.
And we've made $30.
$30, wow.
So this is just adding a little paragraph.
This just makes it electric vehicle parking only.
Wow.
Thank you, Bethany, for your motion on this third reading.
Second.
Thank you, Millie, on the second. A roll call vote. Sally, please call the roll.
Wiseman, yes. Moore,
yes.
Snyder,
yes.
Youngquist,
yes.
Ernest,
yes.
Go.
Yes. Thank you, Council. Item 19, our next item is a resolution Nunc Pro Tunc.
That's Latin for screwed something up. It's got to get through.
Yes.
I looked that up.
Okay.
So this.
Yeah, right.
Well, whatever fingers.
Yeah.
Regardless of the finger pointing, yeah. This is a an correction of error, which will require this resolution. And then at our once, I believe we set 10:15 Friday morning in order to pass a second, all three readings.
Second and third.
So it's a whole
thing.
Not ideal, but this resolution and then related business will fix some problems with legal recording in the urban renewal area. Thank you, Steve, for your motion and Fran for the second on this resolution. Roll call vote. Sally, please call that roll.
Moore? Yeah.
Yes.
Snyder?
Yeah.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Gold?
Yes.
Thank you, Council. Our next item is a first reading of an ordinance that would repeal ordinance number 1141. This is all related to the same thing.
Yeah.
And which we will see a second and third reading when we suspend the rules on Friday if Council sees fit to pass this first reading.
Make the motion to approve the first reading.
Second.
Thank you, Fran. Thank you, Millie, for the second. A roll call vote. Sally, please call that roll.
Tiger?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yep.
Yes.
And we will move to a second and third reading of that item for our special meeting on Friday. Our next item of business is our closed session for Iowa Code 21.5J. Would you like me to read that?
Nope, you 21.5J is good enough.
So we have a legal reason to go into closed session. City Attorney, do you recommend that we do so?
Yes, I do.
Excellent. Council, do I have... Are you ready to record, Sally? And I'm looking for a motion to go into closed session per Iowa Code 21.5J.
I'll move.
Thank you, Elaine, for the motion and Fran second. For the second to go into closed session. Sally, please call that roll.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Wendland?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Yes.
And we are now in closed session. I will pause our recording and resume when we are out of closed session.
You don't mind if I charge my device while it's turned off.
And I have resumed the recording. We are now out of closed session for 21.5J. Attorney Olson, anything to say? No action was taken?
No action was taken. That's nothing else.
Of course. And we are now in open session with no remaining items of business, if I can find my agenda. Hi, Karen. Welcome back. Welcome back, Jennifer. And Jennifer. We are out of closed session. No action was taken. We'll finish up our meeting with department reports. Chief, are you excited for authorization almost for a vehicle?
Yes, and as I already mentioned, the Durango Patrol Unit is back in service, and thanks to Zach and Brody for getting that done in-house, and that saved us a lot on that. That is helpful. Holiday parade over Thanksgiving weekend was uneventful. Thank the fire department for their help with the traffic control for that. Good turnout there. Officers are busy on follow-up cases and some of the different investigations we have there. And Officer Verdeca will be graduating from the Law Enforcement Academy next Friday. Back to work that following week, about 6 weeks of field training after that. We'll turn it over.
Thank you, Chief. Kevin, do you have anything for us?
I do not.
Deanna, anything you'd like us to know?
I don't have anything to add.
All right. Let's bounce around this time. Bethany, would you start?
I don't think I have anything.
Very good. Fran?
Sewer problem, hopefully taken care of. It was not a city issue. My issue. All $700-$800 of it. Yeah. Don't wish that on anybody.
No. Sure not.
It was fun to deal with, though.
Thank you, Fran. Isla, do you have anything for us?
No, not specifically. Things are going pretty well, I think, in the third ward. I would like us to, as we're getting more building and we're getting a lot more housing, the Hazelwood area and then the NLW, and the Circle Drive area. I think we need to be more aware that we need to put in maybe some green spaces or make space for some recreation, because there's not all these families probably moving into houses. And we just need to kind of think about where the children could play or traffic and all that kind of thing. And all kind of, it's just,
yeah. I think that's a great point. And spot on. I'm hopeful that as the middle school project proceeds, that whatever happens here and this green space could potentially be looped into Madison Park, and that we'd have potentially something right here. But and I agree. Thank you for bringing it to our attention. Millie.
I just wanted to shout out to the Chamber for the tour of homes this past weekend. I thought that was a wonderful event. Saw some of you there, and that was a lot of fun. And the snow event the previous weekend, that was great. I've been out on East Adams, and I'm so happy that it's open all the way now. That is such an improvement, that wide street. And I know that they have to work to do on the grass and the seating and the sidewalks, but that'll all happen. So anyway, I can't think of anything else.
We'll move this way. For your information, that Iowa Arts Council that I sit on has an event in Des Moines on Friday. That's the Celebrate Iowa event that has Iowa artists, Iowa food, Iowa beverage. And I will go to Des Moines and do a quick turnaround and come right back on the 10th. But looking forward to that. In Department 101's or department head meeting this morning, we have the Main Street. What is his title, Michael Wagler? We're going to have a state Main Street representative visiting on Thursday. Looking forward to saying hi as a city official to him. And FYI, I will not have my normal schedule on the 13th. I will have a routine like procedure due to some family history. So I will be kind of like out on the 13th.
Is that the Great Places meeting day?
Yes, I do think it overlaps completely with that when I saw your email come through.
Okay.
So we'll figure that out.
All right.
That'll be fine. All right, and then by request, we'll move this way. Elaine?
I'm just really excited for the new officer to come on board. And I just realized just how much work it is to the academy, and I'm really proud of her and for her sticking to it. I'm sure it's not been easy, so I'm really proud of her.
She will graduate on December the 16th.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And I know I could never make it through. So other than that, some of the new people have moved into the housing behind us, and their good neighbors really enjoying them. So that's very positive. And not even that, I think. Else.
Very well. Counselor.
Yeah, I have to be biased.
All right. You want me to read it for you?
Yeah.
Council, Mayor, and staff. I'm resigning because of personal reasons. Thank you for the opportunity to serve. Washington has come, this is Mayor Rosine reading on behalf of Councilor Galt. Washington has come a long way in the years I have served. Many new buildings and some improved. All is good. I don't know what this next word is. No. Kevin, it's been a pleasure. Deanna, you're still on your learning curve. Sally, you're getting there. Keep it up. Kelsey, in the time I've been a counselor, I've watched you step up every time something needed to be done. You go above and beyond. Thank you. Fellow council members, I know that two of you may cheer in private because I'm gone. Who will run? Remember, Justice for Washington phone calls, door knockers, not a person without...
what I'm trying to say is... Whoever runs
in my place. Remember, if you're a city councilman, you're running by yourself. You're running for yourself, okay? You don't have a bunch of people running for you. You don't have a bunch of people doing telephone calls. You don't have a bunch of people running up and down the street, knocking on the doors. If you're a city councilman, you're doing it yourself because you do not have an agenda. If you have a bunch of people doing all this stuff, you have an agenda. And the agenda is eventually you want to take over city council. And that's what I see. Everybody, it's been a really pleasure working with them. I'm sorry I have to leave, but it's time and let's move on.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
So second.
A second from Fran. And discussion, I know you asked for no party or anything else, but Steve, I would say thank you for your service. You've kept me on my toes. You've helped me become a better mayor.
Still don't get your con.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to say I've learned a lot working with you, and I do have a certificate of appreciation for the recognition of your 6 years of service on the city council representing Ward 2 of the city of Washington. I hope that you'll have room for this. This is for you, sir. All right, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
And with that, my hands all sweaty. With that, we have a motion and a second to adjourn. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same side. We are adjourned.